Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, one of our top leadership experts, the author of Personal Brilliance, and JimCantarucci.com. Is that right, Jim?
Yes, that's it.
C-A-N-T-R-U-C-I, Cantarucci, Irish name, right, Jim?
Yeah, that's it. Jim, just so you know, you are cutting out every once in a while.
Okay.
So if we do lose each other, that's why.
All right. I think maybe that's just got a connection there on your part. So, all right.
Sure.
So, we're talking about leadership. And in the previous segment, we talked about leadership as a foundational of your success, of your professional success. But now, one of the things that you've been talking about lately is we all think about leadership introspectively, and that's important. But you say we also need to have a look-out mindset. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Jim, you know that one of the catalysts of personal brilliance is awareness, and self-awareness is a big piece of that. So let's not negate all of that. I mean, without a doubt, we need to be self-aware. We need to be introspective. We need to look inside. But when we're talking about leadership, I like the concept of, I call it smoother and easier. And I think of our job as leaders is to make life smoother and easier for others, for those around us and those that are, you know, have a hand within the vision of what we're trying to accomplish. And so if we're trying to make things smoother and easier to actually improve performance, we have to be looking outward. We have to be thinking about the other person, the other role in what they're doing, rather than ourselves as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very important component of what we're talking about.
So even though it is essential, if you're going to be a leader, you have to do self-analysis. You have to be introspective.
Sure.
You have to say, you can't have character disorder and blame everything on everybody else. You have to be a little bit of a neurotic, don't you? If you're going to be a great leader, you have to be a little bit of a neurotic. You have to say, okay, what have I done wrong? What did I do to this? But you're also saying that we need to see how our leadership is landing on other people.
Absolutely, and that's a bit of the paradox. I mean, while we're looking at our own performance, we look at it from the perspective of how is what we're doing, what our contribution is, how is it contributing to others, whether it's an employee or a customer or a marketplace, right? We have to be thinking in terms of how is our piece of the puzzle fitting in and how is it making it better for other people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just doing this for us. So self-awareness, but not narcissism, right? There's a big difference in those two things.
Right.
So when we do, in working in change leadership, when we're leading large organizational change, which is the thing that I do most of my time, we think about this thing, this entity called the stakeholder, right? We use that term. It's a project management term.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of it differently. And in our software, we actually change that name. We don't call them stakeholders. We call them constituents. Now, forget politics. When I use the word constituent, what we're doing is we're implying that we actually care about that person. We owe them something. We have to take care of them.
And they have impact on them. And they have expectations.
Sure. They expect something from us as well.
That's what makes them constituents, isn't it?
Right. And so all of the principles of customer service apply, right? We have to be serving their needs because their needs are crucial for success. So if I'm working with an employee, helping them get all of the barriers out of the way, helping them improve, helping them be better, helping them be comfortable so that they can do their job is crucial to our overall success. I have to think of it that way as opposed to why isn't that person performing like I want them to? Mm-hmm. That's a different mindset, different perspective.
No, absolutely.
So it's subtle, but it's very important to make things work.
Well, that's right. Outward. That's right. And you know, one of the things when you look outward, it reminded me of my perspective falls back on two things. My early life, one's growing up on a farm, the other's being in the military. You know, when I was in the military, when I was in infantry. They trained us to check our position, to look around and see if you're receiving, you know, what's happening in the environment around you, and that right. if you're receiving effective fire, or not, you know, and if you're not, that means you're doing something right. If you are, then that means you're doing something wrong. So if you look around you, and your people are engaged. And they actually seem like they're demonstrating leadership, then that outward look is telling you that you must be doing something right. But if you've got some dysfunction, if you look outward at these constituents, as you call them, and which are your employees or maybe your vendors or maybe your customers or whoever your associates, wherever they may be, if those relationships seem dysfunctional, not performing, then maybe that's on you. What do you think?
Well, yes. If there is some dysfunction, if there's some complaining, if there's some whining, the first thing to think about is, what can I do to remove whatever barrier is causing this? Now, here's the challenging part. That complaining, that whining, that challenge doesn't come at us in a nice, neat way.
Right.
It's not a form.
It probably is going to hurt a little bit. And we're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. He'll help us wrap this up after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.